setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Usually when someone is arrested on drug charges, the most illegal thing is the drugs. This is a setting the bar story.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without doing drugs and then taking a protected animal, then you're doing okay.
Oh, we stole an animal as well?
So this is where I'm like, This is... Congrats, Indy. You're making the show.
Ooh.
So this guy was holding an Eastern box turtle, which apparently is illegal to have. It's a rare turtle.
Oh.
Of course, he was also doing the drugs, which is also illegal
yes.
to have, FYI.
Okay, probably influenced his decision.
So, yeah, arrested on drug charges, booked. But then I don't know if he's actually going to face additional charges for the turtle, because which was unharmed, thankfully.
Okay.
But they are... apparently, he just found it in the wild. So that's where I'm like, are you going to fault this guy for...
Was he being a turtle saver?
See,
because there is a lot of that going on. It's like, you know, when they get up in the road.
Oh, yeah.
And you then you're trying to save them from
them.
Being
yeah.
hit in traffic. Was it that situation? And then... Or was he trying to take it home for a pet and that's frowned upon?
Yes.
You
unclear
had a
because
couple of box turtles.
I did. But see, I got them legally. He, however, was dancing with this turtle, so I don't think the turtle was wanting to be
dancing.
Yeah.
So, how did you? Didn't you find the turtles on the side of the road when you obtained girlfriend and boyfriend? That was their names, right?
Yeah.
You didn't go buy them at a store.
Did I not?
No.
How do you remember the story better than I do?
I don't know, but I do hang on all of your weird animal stories for some reason.
Okay.
Well, so, girlfriend, boyfriend, or was it flip and flop?
Flip and flop were the mice.
The mice, that's right.
The gerbils.
The gerbils.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, girlfriend, boyfriend, box turtles.
Yeah, but
which
those
I think
never.
Just found, they wound up in your yard, I think, and then you named them.
Yeah, I think
and then
we
they
always
tried
just,
to run away, and one of them tragically lost their lives. Wasn't that the story?
Well, they both ended up running away. And we never brought them into the house. We just kind of kept them in the backyard.
Right.
And yes, they both ran away, and then I found one of them tragically flattened on the side of the road.
Oh, no!
Now, to be fair, I can't confirm whether it was boyfriend or girlfriend, but probably
was.
But
then maybe a Romeo and Juliet situation after that?
Yes, probably it was.
Oh, no.
So, back to the story. Don't know if this guy was trying to do a little quick turtle rescue, because I've also done that and realized that it's a big snapping turtle. And,
right.
And those necks on those snapping turtles, man, they go far.
Man, you can't reason with the snapping turtle.
No.
Like, look, buddy, I am trying to help you.
And he's like,
how about a little appreciation instead of trying to snap my hand off?
Exactly. Meanwhile, the turtle's like, going to turtle and go, I don't want to touch me. Don't touch me.
Yeah, true.
Like, okay, fine.
It's a lot of turtle talk.
Good luck, buddy.
It's a lot of turtle talk in this story.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Leads to bad decisions all the way around.
Like taking protected animals.
Right.
Like this rare Eastern box turtle.
And dancing with them.
Apparently. So, again, that's your setting the bar story.